With me now, former government minister and Kerry football legend, Jimmy Deanahan, winner of 5 senior All-Ireland medals in Gaelic football. Jimmy, you're here to talk about a trip you made to Mount Everest base camp, but look, there's one or two other things I could ask you, but I'm not going to ask you about Fine Gael. You say nothing to me. But what about the news of Jim Gavin's retirement as Dublin manager, or resignation? How is that being received in the kingdom?
Well, certainly there's huge admiration for Jim Gavin down in Kerry. Like what he has achieved, no Kerry trainer ever did it, or manager. Mico Dwyer came very close, said probably should have had, but he didn't. Dr. Eamon O'Sullivan was a great Kerry trainer.
But is this good news or bad news for Kerry football?
Well, to be very frank with you, I think it gives Kerry maybe a bit of an advantage. Having said that, if some new one takes over with new energy and so on, they will have a lot to prove. Then it could give maybe a bit of impetus and again motivation to the Dublin players to show that they weren't just dependent on Jim to win All-Ireland for them. But it was never achieved. 5 in a row was never achieved in Gaelic football or hurling.
Greatest GA manager of all time, Gaelic football manager of all time.
Well, he has the stats to prove it. He won 5 in a row.
Jimmy, you're just back from, as I said, you came back on Saturday from Everest base camp. It was quite the trek you were on.
It was. I must say that I probably underestimated it a little bit. Obviously, I was reading online what other people's experiences were and so on. But you'd have to go there to really, I suppose, experience the physical challenge. And
what is the distance covered?
Well, it's not as much the distance as the elevation. It's about
5,000 feet, was it?
5,400 metres.
I beg your pardon, Jimmy.
So it's 5 times the height of Croan Tuathail, higher than Mont Blanc in Europe. It's just a really big challenge. And the big challenge is how you acclimatise to altitude. And it's, you know, you get headaches, you get gastric issues and so on. And you have to go on medication. I thought I could do it without Dimax. But I had to go on it.
What's that now?
Well, Dimax. It's medication, basically. It stops you getting headaches and so on. It prepares you for altitude. But I thought I would be able to do without it. And I was advised that I probably could. But I didn't. But for the fact that myself and my 2 companions, Blondie and Carly Horn, whom I trained actually to do Kilimanjaro a few years ago, now they trained with me over the summer. But for the training that we did over Croan Tuathail, over Mount Brandon, the Short Mountain in Tralee, even a small little hill outside Ballybun in Connachanor, I certainly wouldn't have been able to do it because physically you have to be able to hold yourself. You're sharing a very, very narrow pathway with other walkers, with yaks, with mules, with ponies. And so you've got to really be very fit to hold yourself on the pathway.
Now, you didn't do this just for the fun of it, though. I'm sure you had some fun as well as all the pain. You did it for charity.
I did, yeah. I'm now on the board of Goal, and I must say it's very rewarding. Goal is such a great organisation. There are something like 5.5 million people around the world, well, in 13 countries, in Africa, in Latin America, in the Middle East, depending on Goal for survival. So I was out in Uganda with Jerry Grant, former MD of Irish Water, just this time last year. And we were looking at the WASH programme, that's the Water Sanitation and Hygiene. And we were in a place called Burgiri in southeast Uganda. So we saw women drawing water from Lake Victoria that was contaminated with bacteria, and they were using that water, and they're drawing water for 5 kilometres or more. We saw more people paying for water actually out there. So I decided then, I had decided, because I read that book, The Summit by Pat Falvey and by Pimba Galgi Sherpa in 2014. Actually, I launched it for them when I was a minister. So I was going to go anyway, just to, I suppose, get an appreciation of the lure of Everest for people who climb it. So I linked both of them together. So now I'm going for a purpose. I'm going to put a pump, a well, a borehole into this community here in Bugairi in southeast Uganda.
So I presume you had sponsorship then for this trip to the base camp.
To be very frank with you, it'll cost about 7,000 to put in a borehole. I've already done one from my own resources in Eritrea, and it's working out, I understand, very well. So I didn't want to go to people and look for sponsorship or whatever until I had it done, because in case I wouldn't
okay,
do
so
it.
Okay, so now the people can give the donations.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, people have come up already, and I'm not going around collecting money. If they want to donate, they can do it, and it's very important. It's global.org.
You've always been a fairly fit man. You were no soft touch as a Kerry defender. But like, you know, you're 67 years of age. Is that right?
That's right.
Did you have any doubts about whether you would be able to, well, about your endurance?
Well, I keep fairly fit. I train for the Ring of Kerry cycle every year. That's the 4th of July. So I would put in a few thousand miles for that. And that's very helpful. But I need to have an objective. I do the park run in the stall every Saturday morning. Well, most Saturday mornings, if I'm not, I suppose, helping with officiating and so on and volunteering. So I keep very fit. But I need to have an objective. And certainly this was one of those. And my message out there to people of my age, you can stay fit, you can keep fit. It really adds an awful lot to your mental health as much as your physical health, but there's no excuse for not keeping fit.
Well, did you have any sense of like hitting a wall when you were on that trek up to 5,000 metres? Because as you say, it's an awful lot higher than Cairn Tools. You said six times, I think it was, and higher than Kilimanjaro.
Yeah. Well, it's not as high as Kilimanjaro. It's about a couple of 300 metres short of it.
Sorry, it was Mont Blanc you mentioned.
Yeah, Mont Blanc. But no, there were nights there at minus 15 degrees inside in very basic accommodation where I just said to myself, it is madness. And I was texting people, my wife included, and I was saying, am I crazy to be over here? But then against that inner strength, I suppose, that you get through football, through training for years with under McGurawai with Kerry, is that perseverance that gets you there.
Yeah.
And it got me there. And certainly I felt great on the way down afterwards. And it didn't really take that much out of me when I got back to Lukla. And that's in itself is very interesting, the whole Lukla airport. You go from Kathmandu up to Lukla, and that's at 2,800 metres above sea level. And that is regarded as one of the most dangerous airstrips in the world, because accidents happened there over the years. So you start at 2,800 metres and you go up to 5,400 metres. You go through all on the trail, all these little Sherpa villages, and they're a unique community. They have a unique culture. And there's a little place called Namsha Bazaar, and that's their kind of cultural centre. And that's fascinating itself. And I went into school there, a little school, Home and Away, and I discovered that a Kerry man called Con Moriarty, he's one of the great mountaineers down there, from Kirkcartney's cottage, he has sponsored one of the kids in there.
Isn't that wonderful?
In that little school. And also that's the highest pub in the world is in there as well, in that particular Irish pub in the world. So, but overall, look, it was a great experience. And if anyone wants to do really hard, serious trekking, that's the place to go to prepare properly. And if you want to donate for this well that we're going to put in over in Uganda, again, it's goldglobal.org.
Jimmy Dinahan, you're a mighty man, always were. Just one last question. You talk about you need to have an objective. Any political objectives left yet? Are you interested in talking out again for Fine Gael?
No, I'm okay. Not. I'm now a charity worker with Goal, which is a great organisation, let me say. And I'm a community worker down below around Finugan the Stull.
I'm sure you won't be found wanting on the canvas, though, the next time. Jimmy Dinahan, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for coming in.
Thanks, Sean.